in our morning worship the other day, I was speaking about Jehovah Roi, the Lord my shepherd. And we spoke about the fact that God compares us to sheep, and He is our shepherd. We're His people and the sheep of His pasture. And we spoke about how we as sheep have gone astray, turned everyone to our own way. And so the Lord came to bear our iniquities and to gather us together into His fold. But He had to pay a great price to do that. And so Jesus became the Lamb of God, which took away the sin of the world. But He also became our shepherd. The Lamb became the shepherd of the flock. And He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And He reached out to those that were in need of a Savior. And there were those that responded to His call. And throughout the ages, there have been those that have been responding to the call of Jesus to follow Him. And so He became our good shepherd. He laid down His life for the sheep. He became our great shepherd because He was raised from the dead. And we're told He's our chief shepherd because He's coming back again to reward us. But there's one other thing that I failed to mention, and that is that the Lamb is our shepherd forever and ever. And that's something that also gives us great joy. He's our shepherd forever. In the book of Revelation, the Apostle John saw a lamb standing before the throne. A lamb as though it had been slain. This lamb bore certain wounds indicating that it had been slain. And he was the only one found worthy to take the book and to loose the seals thereon. No one in heaven, under heaven, anywhere in eternity was found worthy to take that book but the Lamb. And then all heaven began to rejoice and sing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and riches and wisdom," and so on. "For He hath redeemed us to our God." Praise God. And then we're told in the book of Revelation, in the 7th chapter, and I'd like to look at that with you. It's a very precious passage there that I didn't want to leave out. Revelation chapter 7 is just one of the many places in the book of Revelation where the Lamb is mentioned. And here toward the end of that chapter, we'll begin with the 9th verse. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve Him day and night in His temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. In the NIV, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Praise God. These are they that pass through great tribulation. Jesus told us that in this world we'll have tribulation. You know, God never said that this life would be easy, but he certainly promised to be with us every step of the way, and to provide for us and to take care of us and to see us through. And I know there are many here tonight who, for whom life has not been especially easy. You always can seem to find someone who's been through more than yourself. But that doesn't take away or minimize what you've been through. But there's coming a day, we're told, when we'll hunger no more. And we'll thirst. We won't thirst any longer. The sun will light on us no more. There'll be no more scorching of heat. And the Lamb will feed us and lead us to fountains of living waters. And I like this. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. How tender that is, isn't it? God himself shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And I think that when the Lord speaks about God wiping away our tears, it's more than just sympathizing with us. But I think when we get to heaven, that God is going to do something at that time when we see Jesus face to face, where the very cause, the very root of our sorrows will be removed. We'll see things in a way that we have never been able to see or understand them here on earth. And we'll receive a comfort that goes beyond even the comfort that we know here, but that God will get right down to the bottom and remove the very cause of that sorrow, that which caused those tears. We have questions here while we're on earth. Why does God allow this? And why did this happen? And why God doesn't stop that? And everyone has to come to grips between themselves and God with those questions. But some questions can never be answered until we get to heaven. And then even there, we find that when we see Jesus and what he has provided for us, and I think that we won't even have many of those questions anymore. They won't matter as they do to us now. God has a big handkerchief, and when he wipes our eyes and wipes away our tears, he gets right to the root of them. And that's what the Lamb wants to do, our good shepherd. And so it's not just here for this life that he leads us, but he's going to continue to lead us and care for us just as tenderly as here throughout all the ages of eternity. And that completes in some way the picture of Jehovah Roi, the Lord our shepherd. Now, I mentioned to you the other day that Lily and I, that there's a song that we love to sing, and she doesn't realize that she'd love to sing it right now. I hope. She agrees.
Someday life's journey will be o'er, and I shall reach that distant shore. I'll sing while entering heaven's door. Jesus, let me on the way. Jesus, let me on the way. Let me step by step each day. I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burden down. Jesus, let me all the way. If God led me all the way. Jesus led me all the way. Led me step by step each day. I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burden down. Jesus led me all the way.
Worship him. Hallelujah. Our wonderful shepherd. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, Jesus, you've led us all the way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. It's so nice to have you here, those that have joined us today. I trust you feel a real loving welcome and that you'll be free as you're with us to let the Lord use you as he leads. And there's a good word for you, that as you water, the book of Proverbs tells us that you yourself will be watered. So you water, you help to water us. And God will make sure that it comes back on you. Praise God. So let's be free in God's presence. Our meeting has to end promptly at 9 o'clock tonight so that our staff can gather for their meeting. So let's respond to the Lord quickly. But let's first of all sing number 104.
Thank you. But ask yourself, where was I 10 years ago or 20 years ago? How did I ever get here? I don't mean to pilgrim camp, but I mean, well, even to the place where you'd want to be a pilgrim camp. And you'll be amazed. You'll have to say, that was the Lord. He led me. He guided my life. He made changes and introduced things into my life. And I really have to acknowledge the fact that Jesus has led me. Praise God. I made my share of mistakes. I made some wrong turns along the way. But He guided me to where I am today. And if He brought me thus far, I can have confidence that He's going to bring me all the way to glory. Praise God.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow turning to a Thee.
Thank You that we can trust in Your faithfulness right to the end. Lord, we can't keep ourselves as we've heard. That's Your responsibility, Lord, and we are trusting You to keep us for Yourself. Lord, kept for the Master's use. Lord, we are trusting You, Jesus. You who have begun a good work in us, we're believing You to bring it to perfection, to completion. Lord, day by day, through the dealing of Your Holy Spirit and Your Word, we believe that You are keeping us for Yourself. And so, Lord, we pray that You'll help us to shift our trust, not in ourselves and our own ability to follow You, but help us to put our trust in Jesus to keep us for Himself. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Moment by moment, I am kept in His love. Moment by moment, I am like the love. Again to Jesus, to glory will shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine.
Praise God. That is a very beautiful story that our brother Daniel told us. I've thought about it many times and repeated it myself. Even just prior to coming to camp, I was speaking to a young man on the phone that wants to be baptized, and he was concerned. I don't know if I'll be able to continue to follow God all my life. I want to. And we talked about that. And then I told him that story, how Jesus wants to keep us for himself and keep our souls for him. And he liked this story. It seemed to bring some comfort to him in knowing that he can trust Jesus to save him and to keep him. And that's a lesson we all need to learn. Praise God. Now let's sing this song that we just sang the chorus to, and we'll then bring our meeting to a close. I believe it's number 302. So you can't trust what you believe. 305. Thank you. peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all.